Come unto me, and I will give you rest. What blessed words to weary ones addressed! They come from Him who knew the depth of woe and felt for sinners as none here below. Dear listening friend, today I wish to consider with you these wonderful words that came from the lips of the Lord Jesus Christ when here on earth. I repeat them. Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. One of the marvels of such words is that they were ever uttered at all. You know, man had ruined himself by his willful rebellion against God, and the restlessness that man experiences is of his own making. He deserves nothing, then. He deserves the reaping of his own sowing. How true it has been, how we see it witnessed to on every hand today, that lust, when it is conceived, bringeth forth sin, and sin, when it is finished, bringeth forth death. And the pathway of the sinner on his way to death is marked by the feverish restlessness that is produced by sin. What is sin? It's man desiring and doing his own will. Sin is lawlessness. But oh, I wish that you, dear listening friend, today would hear these words. Come unto me, I will give you rest. Notice first of all who it is that says these wonderful words. Here is one who appears in this scene, in the midst of all the restlessness and sorrow that sin has created. It is his creation, that is, the world into which he came, and his delights were ever with the sons of men whom he created. Now here is the Creator. Oh, for centuries he saw the restlessness of sin in the hearts and lives of men from Adam onward. And the ruin and the death and the sorrow that it produced was so manifest, it came before his eyes and entered into his heart to come down. And according to his eternal purposes and according to his foreknowledge, here this blessed one who uttered these words is seen here as the Word, the eternal Word, becoming flesh to dwell amongst us. He is the Son of Man who has come to seek and to save the lost. It is he who, when he was here, uttered these words, Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. It is he himself, the one who had trodden the pathway of earth, sin apart for him. For 30 years he was here, in retirement, and then he came forth to serve. He knew full well the results of sin, and now he comes and he utters these words, Come unto me, and I will give you rest. He saw the utter futility of men's efforts and man's religion to give rest to the restless soul. And so here, he himself, who knows all, and who feels keenly, and who has love in his heart, utters these words, Come unto me. This, beloved friend, is the Lord Jesus Christ, the Son of God. I want you to notice that he invites you to come to him. He doesn't say, come to the church or come to the preacher. No, he says, come unto me. And then notice what he promises. He says, I will give you rest. What he says is no empty promise at all. He is totally, absolutely able to do as he says. Millions have proven this fact. Millions have come to him in all their sin and sorrow and restlessness, and they've found him to be true to his word. They have received rest. I wonder if my listening friend has ever come to him. If not, oh, that you would hear his voice today uttered to you, Come unto me. I will give you rest. Rest of heart and rest of conscience, rest of soul, that which you cannot get in the world. Dear friend, it is his gift that he offers. It's a gift to you, but oh, at what a cost to himself. In order that he might give rest to you, he had to purchase it for you. What did it cost? It cost him the sacrifice of himself. It cost him the work of redemption. This is what he, in his love, has accomplished. He has accomplished redemption through the work of Calvary. When he said, "It is finished," he finished the work that enables him to offer you rest, eternal rest, both now and forever. So it is indeed the blessed Son of God, the Son of Man, who says these blessed words. Now, to whom does he say them? Let us consider this. Now, when he was here, we read that he said, "I am not come to call the righteous, but sinners to repentance." In Luke chapter 15, we read, "This man receiveth sinners." How wonderful! And then also, we read that it is through this man is preached unto you the forgiveness of sins. All have sinned, the Bible says. Oh, come in all your sin. Through Jesus' blood, the vile may enter in. The vile, yes. He calls to the vile. He calls to all men. He came and he died for all. He commendeth his love toward all. And that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. Now, sinners, I repeat, is what we all are. I wonder if you have ever owned that to God. Have you ever admitted it to yourself? Oh, dear friend, certainly in the face of your own conscience and in view of the revelation that God gives when he says, "All have sinned and come short of the glory of God," you cannot deny that you are a sinner. Well, I'll tell you, unless you take the ground of being a sinner, there's no salvation for you. Those who do not realize that they're a sinner are those that do not repent. They do not feel their need of a Savior. And such will not respond to the call, "Come unto me." But I'll tell you, if you will realize your need as a sinner, such as you are, and you hear Jesus saying, "Come unto me," and you have experienced the restlessness of sin in your own heart and soul and life, oh, there is one who stands, and he calls to you, no matter how much you have sinned, how vile a sinner you might be. I wonder if I'm talking to one that feels that he is too bad to be saved. Oh, dear friend, the Lord Jesus Christ saves the vilest. His blood was shed to cleanse from all sin. This is the one who has provided salvation for sinners. You are a sinner. Whether you've sinned as greatly as your neighbor or not is not the point. The very fact that you have been born in sin and that you have sinned makes you one that needs to come to Jesus for salvation. But oh, if you perhaps think maybe I have sinned too greatly, oh, forbid the thought. Turn to the Savior. Hear his voice. These words are uttered to you. Come unto me. The vilest sinner in the eyes of men can come and find forgiveness in the Lord Jesus Christ. Oh, it's his grace that offers it. It's his grace that deals with you. He doesn't deal with us according to law. If he did, none of us would have an opportunity for salvation because we're all condemned by the law. But Christ in his precious blood is that which cleanses from all sin. The blood of Jesus Christ, I repeat, cleanses from all sin. It washes the vilest clean. The vilest may come to God, led on by his perfect grace, drawn by these words, "Come unto me," and assured that for themselves that blood was shed. So these words, "Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest," are uttered to all men, to the vilest and to the best. Now, let us consider next, why does he say these words? Oh, dear friend, he says these words because he wishes your blessing. The whole heart of God is told out in these words. Every step that he trod told out the love of God. the heart of him who is in nature love, and is beseeching men that love to prove. He desires that you might prove him whether he has this love for you or not. Come unto me. Come, he says, I will receive you. The parable of the lost son in Luke chapter 15 illustrates the activity of that love so beautifully. You'll recall the story that when the prodigal went into the far country to do his own will, a picture of the sinner, that, oh, when he came to himself and he thought of his father and home, he decided to come back with a confession of sin on his lips, repentance in his heart. And we know as soon as he made his start to come home, we read that when he was a great way off, his father saw him and ran and fell on his neck and kissed him. Had the prodigal deserved such love? No, he had not. None of us either deserve the salvation of God. But I tell you, dear friend, God's heart is full of love toward the sinner. And as soon as the sinner makes any indication to repent, the Father is right there to show his love. Oh, when repentance towards God is manifested, then the blessing of God falls upon the returning sinner. Love immediately displays itself to the prodigal in giving him the best robe, the ring, the shoes, and then the fatted calf. Such, I say, is the love of God that is waiting for your return today. He sees afar and runs to welcome home unworthy sinners who have not to plead, but God's own love and their exceeding need. Now consider with me, how can he say these wonderful words? What enables him to say, come unto me, O blessed open door, for those who but for Christ had hoped no more? There is an open door for you because of what Christ has done. Society may close its door upon you, dear sinner friend. The woman of John 4 was such a sinner, but when she came to Christ, she found an open door. He knew all her sin. But when he revealed her sin to her, and then revealed himself to her, I that speak unto thee am he opened the door, and she stepped in. And then she left her water pots and went into the city with a testimony, come see a man which told me all things that ever I did. Is not this the Christ? And they too were brought to accept him as their Savior and Lord. Have you done so? O love of God, told out in full extent when Jesus to those depths of darkness went. That's what opened the door. He is able to say these words to you because he finished putting away sin by the sacrifice of himself. He went into the darkness that you might be brought to the light. He died that the penalty of your sin might be met. He shed his blood that your guilt might be washed away. And he can say, come unto me, I will give you rest. He has removed that by his work on the cross which has caused the restlessness. And friend, he offers it to you now today. Now, how does he say these words now? In the words of the song writer, listen, come unto me, for Christ the risen Lord now speaks from glory through the written word. As victor now, he can with triumph shout that none who come to him will he cast out. How does he speak these words now? He speaks them through his written word. That Bible that you have is his word. It's his message of love to you. It's his love letter. He wants you to know that he still stands ready to receive you, and he still calls, come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. He has gone through death now. He is resurrected from among the dead. He is glorified. He's soon coming again. But he hasn't come yet, and the day of grace is still with us. The door to heaven is still open, and the risen Lord speaks to you through the written word. Hear him say, "Him that cometh to me, I will in no wise cast out." As the victor who has triumphed over sin, he is able to say this. Will you not prove his love today? Prove his power, his willingness to save? Just come to him. Coming is believing. Come to him now. Hear his words again. Come unto me. All ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest.